This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
There are many ways we can enjoy sport: watching it on TV or a smartphone, attending an event at a stadium, or even playing the game. But for those who enjoy getting competitive with their computer gaming, there are realistic-looking games with lifelike graphics to be played without leaving home. It's this type of sport, if that's what we can call it, that has become big business, and interest in it has gone to a new level. Initially, grabbing a joystick or controller and playing a game was a solitary activity. But around 20 years ago, computers became cheaper and the internet became faster, which made it much easier for more people to get involved with computer gaming. This led to gamers connecting with each other around the world so they could go head-to-head online. It also became a spectator sport, with people watching others play. The whole experience has been given the name eSports, electronic sports. Now, huge eSports tournaments take place all over the world in big arenas with large crowds. Die-hard enthusiasts who have become first-rate players are now well-known. Some play together in teams. Its top stars can earn millions of dollars a year without even breaking into a sweat. And fans from around the world tune in to watch the action online. The global audience is now estimated at more than 200 million and growing. Annual revenues from esports, currently around $650 million for events, continue to rise, with billions more generated through video game sales. Famous football clubs are now trying to get in on the action. England's Football Association, for example, launched its first esports team this year, known as the E-Lions. It recruited FIFA 19 players to represent them at the inaugural FIFA E-Nations Cup. Mark Bullingham, the FA's Chief Commercial and Football Development Officer, said, "The FA prides itself on being a modern, innovative organisation that strives to engage and inspire all generations of football fans. But while this virtual version of football might give aspiring footballers a chance to get closer to the real game, some might argue the lack of physical activity means it shouldn't be called a sport. And the biggest winners are the companies who promote and sell esports."
Takeaway English
from the BBC.